I'm TJ Ward, and you are watching Broncos TV.
I think everybody can see how focused, you know, the players are right now. And, you know, I look at players' eyes right now, and I can see, you know, they want it bad.
I'm just focused on the game. I'm trying not to let all the hype and the extras get to me, and I'm just focused on another football game.
We're here for a football game, to win a football game, and we're all ready to get back to work on this.
I could say it's enough talking, it's time to play without even having gone to media night.
I was saying that yesterday. Enough talking, it's time for football. But it's all fun, but I'm excited about it. But we went to work yesterday with, you know, help.
You know, I cannot say that I'm not happy. This is the last media session. I'm ready for the game, though, you know.
We just want to get ready to the game, get here to Sunday.
Yeah, are we done?
The Broncos are in the home stretch. Friday's practice at Stanford was the last one of the 2015 season.
I'm ready to get focused and ready to play.
Come Sunday, man, we just got to play our game.
With Super Bowl 50 just 2 days away, we dive into the quarterback position, including Brock Osweiler, a leading man at times, but an understudy this week.
You know, that's not really how I view it. I view that this football team is playing in Super Bowl 50.
We interview the man behind the Broncos running game and go around the room for final predictions.
Prediction here, just a couple of days away from the game?
Yeah, I like.
It's our last show from the team hotel, so we promise to leave you with a splash. Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport, starts right now.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason, and we have had a great week here in Santa Clara. The weather couldn't be any nicer right now, and the Broncos had their final practice today, and all we've heard all week long, guys, is that Peyton Manning has looked really sharp.
Yeah, and it's hopefully just like the weather. Peyton is getting better and better and better as we get through the week here. Phil, like you said, I think that Peyton has definitely set a tone this week, but he's done that all season long. You think about what he's been able to do during this season with regards to the meetings, just getting there early, setting the tone for guys, being one of the first people into the facility every single day, his preparation. That rubs off on guys. That's very clear to me, at least, to see how guys prepare and the change that they go through when they see Peyton going through his steps to get ready for game time. I think that he's really set the tone for this entire team, not just the offense, but the defense as well.
Yeah, and day after day, he's right there, first one out on the field, and then he went out there. Another sharp day today for Peyton Manning at practice. That's been the norm this week, and really, frankly, I like the demeanor of the entire team at practice today. It's professional but loose. Guys were having some fun, but the practice was very crisp. Very few balls hitting the ground. I think they're ready, guys.
We'll have a lot more on Peyton Manning's legacy coming up on our pregame show before the Super Bowl. But, Mace, we've been at practice all week long. In the pool reports, we've also heard that Manning has looked extra sharp. Mm-hmm. What have you seen specifically from him?
I think physically he looks better than he has at any point this season. You know, good touch on the football today on the passes that I noticed. You know, we saw this a little bit in the AFC Championship as well. You know, good job planting on his feet. Obviously, he still has the plantar fascia issue, but looked completely unaffected by it. Accurate all around. Receivers making nice plays. Just looked very sharp. All the first teamers on both sides of the line of scrimmage, I thought, looked really sharp today.
We also said it earlier this week that he seems to be taking things in at practice today. It looked like he was very much in the moment, very much relaxed with where he was in his preparation. So I have to imagine those are all good signs.
Well, we've talked about the way that Manning has built the culture of this team. He's always done things the right way, and his teammates certainly respect him.
I still remember the first time I met him. You know, I called him sir. You know, I was nervous about it, but it's been a blessing, you know. He's helped me out so much, you know, from on the field, off the field, watching film. You know, when you get on the field with him and you just feel like you're thinking the same thing he's thinking, just because you know what, you know, you watch so much film with him and you know what he's thinking. So once you get on the field, it kind of come easier than what, you know, what I'm sure other people think.
You know, he's played at a high level for so long, and it's just, you know, it's amazing that, you know, he's able to keep that level of, you know, intensity and competitiveness for as long as he did. And, you know, it's inspiring to see that.
That's been awesome. I mean, he's a consummate pro. I mean, he's taught me a lot as far as preparation and work ethic go. It'd be awesome to win this game for him, for our whole team. So it'd be pretty cool.
I think he has a lot of strengths. I mean, he's obviously played in a lot of big football games. He's, you know, been a leader throughout his entire career. Obviously very, very bright. And, you know, at this point for us in this season, he's as healthy as he's been all year long, you know, from even when we started this season. So I see nothing but positives, and I think this month has been very positive for him. So just looking forward to him leading our football team once again.
The people that have supported us all along throughout our football careers are part of this as well. And so there's no question when you play in a Super Bowl that you are playing for your teammates. You're playing for the Broncos organization, but I also feel that you're playing for your family, for your friends, for your hometown, for your high school football coach, for your university. I'm proud to be playing for a lot of those people.
And Peyton Manning, the story all week long here, a lot of people wondering about his future, a lot of question marks about him. But the Broncos would not be in this position if it wasn't for Brock Osweiler.
Well, we've heard from Coach Kubiak and Peyton on that. We're going to hear from them in a little bit. But I just think that he's become such a leader this week by example. He's kind of stayed in the background a little bit, hasn't really done a lot to draw attention to himself, which is what a backup quarterback is supposed to do. And I think that he's really learned a lot from Peyton in his mannerisms. You can see him in his press conferences. He's very reserved, very well-spoken in his remarks with regards to, hey, I'd like to be playing, but this is my role. I think he's done a fantastic job, and he was 5-2 as a starter, 10 touchdowns during that stretch. He's definitely got a future in this league. I think he knows that, and I think he's just biding his time.
Well, yeah, and you know, one of the things that teammates praised him about when he started was the leadership that he showed. And once again, he's leading this week, but he's leading by example. He's showing how to gracefully handle a situation that, you know, for the competitor in him, he wants to play.
Right.
And you want a guy like that, but you also want a guy who's competitive, but also is a team-first player who knows that he doesn't want to mess things up for everybody else, that you know he knows his role and he accepts it, and he's done that very well when he answered the questions this week, really cognizant of what his role is. I think he's got a very bright future, not just because of his physical gifts, but also because of his mental gifts, emotional, and the leadership he showed. He looks like the guy that can command this team.
And we saw him come in this week or this year, 7 starts, like Matt said. What is his future going to be like? Because he's a free agent at the end of the season.
Well, it's not going to be cheap to keep him. At this point, I mean, the going rate for a quarterback who has some starting experience and has done well in that experience, you're probably talking about 8 figures in terms of an annual outlay. It wouldn't surprise me to see him end up somewhere between $11 and $15 million a year. So it's going to be a major commitment, assuming the Broncos bring him back, as I think everyone here expects that they will, since they like what they've seen. They've pointed to him as the quarterback of the future for some time. They've put 4 years of work into him. It would seem a shame if he went elsewhere, quite frankly. So it's not going to be cheap to keep Brock Osweiler, but he's gone through that development, and based on what he did, going 5-2 as a starter, and I would argue he was the quarterback of record for the Broncos' 2 biggest wins of the season, the 14-point comeback wins over New England and Cincinnati, that are a big part of the reason why we're sitting here doing this show, because you don't win those games, you don't win the division. By winning those games, you won the tiebreaker with those teams, you got home field advantage, and that proves so valuable in the postseason. So he's shown that he can do well against elite competition. If he can be more consistent, we saw that against Oakland and Pittsburgh. He had some ways to go on that. He can be more consistent. There's no reason why he can't get the Broncos back to a Super Bowl at some point.
It would be easy for Brock Osweiler to say, I should be playing right now. I deserve to be playing. He has not done that one bit this week. And his teammates and his coaches know that he's saying the right thing, and they're definitely taking notice.
I view that this football team is playing in Super Bowl 50 because we got here as a team. You know, whether I was playing, whether Peyton was playing, We won those football games as a team. It took every single buddy on this roster to get those wins each week. So just to be here and be a part of this special week, you know, it's truly a dream come true. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I was able to do my job and contribute to this team when they needed me.
Blitz on the way. Osweiler backpedals, throws on the run. Wide open is Sanders at the three. Sanders into the end zone with a touchdown for Denver.
Brock went out there and just flat did it. And he has prepared hard. He has worked hard. He's been very professional. He went out there and took advantage of that opportunity and played well. Like I said, easily could have gone 6-0 as a starter. Had a couple of strange losses to Oakland and Pittsburgh, but made a lot of plays, and I knew he was real comfortable in this offense.
Stiff arms himself free down the sideline. Thomas racing for the pylon, and Demaryius Thomas has a Denver touchdown.
He deserves a great deal of credit. He had our football team for 7 starts, I think. Am I right? And you know, we won some big games with him. I mean, we come back 14 down against Cincinnati, 14 down against New England. So, and Brock was at the helm. So throughout our football team, that's happened. You know, that position gets a lot of attention, but it's happened in the secondary. It's happened on the offensive line. I mean, we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for all 53 of us, you know, and we've lost some guys along the way. So, but he definitely did his part.
I think it's easy to see why Brock Osweiler gets along well with all of his teammates, no matter what side of the ball they play on. But he has a special rapport with his offensive linemen and Mace. It seems like this group of guys, the O-line, no matter who's at quarterback, no matter who's at running back, it seems like they've responded to the best of their abilities in each scenario.
Yeah, and they've gotten better as the season has gone on. Obviously, some ups and downs when you got to the AFC Championship game. The Broncos would have liked to have gotten more forward push from the offensive line when they were trying to get some yards on the ground late in the game. But when you look at the big picture trend, the Broncos have one of the league's 8 best ground games since November the 1st. And a big part of that is because of the cohesion and consistency that the offensive line has found. You know, they've been getting better in pass protection as well, but certainly in terms of run blocking, you know, C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman have a good thing going. They have a groove. One of the league's more productive ground games, and it's because they're getting that push up front, and the Broncos just want to see that a little more consistently. And when they need those tough yards, if they're trying to protect and lead, the line needs to make sure those holes are there to try to run down the clock if the Broncos find themselves in that scenario Sunday night.
Well, and one of the things that is hard for the offensive line is when there's health problems, there's waves. You know, of course, the season started with Ryan Clady getting hurt, losing him for the year. I mean, even way before the season, but he was the first guy to go down. Tyson Brilo, you think he's doing a good job, he goes down. This unit has finally really come together in the playoffs. They've played so well. They look good. They've protected for Peyton Manning. Guys have really stepped up, raised their level of play, and they're going to need to do that once again in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think we were always realists with ourselves about exactly where we were, so we knew that what we needed to do to make progress, but I think we always believed in where we were going and knew where we were going and what we could do. So we worked as a unit. We were all in and just did everything we could to become better each day and each week. And that's always been our mindset.
Yeah, I mean, we got a great group. Guys are working hard. We get along really well. We're a really tight-knit group, and it's awesome to be a part of this group.
We've got some veterans on this O-line, myself and Ryan and Evan and Lou. So there's a lot of experience there and a lot of knowledge in our brains. And there's some young guys like Mike and Max that are kind of fresh into the league, and we're watching them mature and grow, and it's been really cool.
I think Clance and James have done a great job with them. I mean, you go back and you look at what we went through, losing Ryan, losing Ty, picking up Ryan Harris as a street free agent. Michael goes in, starts, 13 football games. We played Max. Max has started. Lou and Evan have gone through injuries. The one constant has been Matt, you know, and he's a first-year player at center, so it's been a work in progress. It's been a challenge. I think we understand that as a team. But I think the future is very bright with what has taken place. So this is a big stage for that group, but they're just a bunch of grinders, kind of like our football team. And they understand that. And I'm proud of their effort and how they've worked through this thing this year. And fortunately, since we lost those other guys, we have been able to stay healthy. So hopefully they're all intact this weekend.
I'm really proud of everyone. You know, everyone's had a chance to step up and get a lot of playing time this year. And just, I mean,
everyone's been rotating in. It's been a real good job.
Yeah, you know, like you said, they gelling, and you know, with reps, you see more, you see different things and different looks, and you get more comfortable. So, you know, as the year went on, it got better and better, and you know, hopefully, we could get better again this Sunday.
To be moving guys off the line of scrimmage, have the running backs make great plays, it definitely builds your confidence. And like I said before, hopefully we could do that in the Super Bowl, execute and win the game.
You know, it's a process to, especially when you get guys down, you got guys rotating. It's, you know, it's hard enough as it is, you know, when one group of guys are playing the whole season. It just takes a little bit of time, and then you start adding a rotation. It kind of throws it off a little bit, but I think we've grown accustomed to it, and we just seem to gel even more. We can just look at a guy and just know, you know, what we're thinking. So, you know, it's a bit of a struggle, a bit of a challenge, but we've all done an amazing job at, you know, adjusting to it. And, you know, it's our work has proved itself.
We just communicated, believed in each other, believed in our abilities. And we really have, you know, formed a strong bond through the struggles that we went through earlier on in the year. But, I mean, you know, us veterans have told these guys all year long, hey, this is a marathon, and this is exactly when you want to be playing your best football.
And as you heard from Ryan Harris right there, the offensive line will be needing to play its best football this Sunday. And the best of this show is yet to come. When we come back, we'll hear from the voice of the Denver Broncos. Plus, you're looking live at the swimming pool here at the Team Hotel. We got a big splash coming up with Andrew Mason. That's coming up next on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by